We're beginning a special class in the Rambam's Igeret Teiman. This is a letter Maimonides wrote to the Jews in Yemen who were under persecution when the Muslims told them to convert or die, to accept Islam or die. And some of them actually succeeded in fleeing, and others were in a quandary whether they should accept or not accept. Maybe in hiding they could practice their religion, and overtly they would make believe they were accepting Islam. And so the Rambam wrote them a letter instructing them what they should do. The following letter is from Moshe, the son of Maimon, the judge, the son of Yosef, the Chacham, the son of Yitzchak, the rabbi, the son of Rabbi Ovadia, the judge. May they all be remembered for blessing. And the Rambam is going to begin by praising the community and praising their rabbi and telling them what a wonderful community, what a wonderful rabbi they are, and how he is really not worthy of all the praise they heard about him, but they've asked him to write a letter, so he's going to write the letter. So he begins with a lot of humility, and that's going to be the opening lines of this letter, where he's going to really compliment the community and their rabbi. And that's always a wonderful way to begin when we talk to people, by giving them the feeling, you don't really need me, you guys are great. You want my opinion, nonetheless, I'll tell you. Okay, so that's basically the opening lines. We'll run through that. The verse says, strengthen the hands that have weakened and knees that are trembling. Strengthen them, give them strength. In honor of the great rabbi, the master, Yaakov, the wise man, Hanechmad Haikar Nechbad, who is pleasant, who is precious, who is honorable, Ben Kvod Mav Rav Netanel, Zichonot V'chav Ben Alfayumi, the son of the master, the rabbi Netanel, of blessed memory, the son of Alfayumi, Uvichlakul Alfeinu Achinu Kotamedea Kilot Ashoberetz Teman, Nishmurim Tzuram V'yagen Ba'adam Amen Tzela. And in general, I write this letter to all our amazing brothers, the disciples of the land, Yemen, may the rock protect them. Amen. Selah. When you want to know that the roots are trustworthy, you look at the trunk. When you want to know that a stream is trustworthy, you look at the streams that flow from it, that trickle away from it. And by the same token, he's going to say, if I want to know how great your rabbi is, I can look at his predecessors, his parents, and all your reputation. I know you're all wonderful people. And in fact, from a trusted root, the following trusted fruit has, or branch has come forth, and from the stream of kindness, a great river has flowed into the land of Yemen. He's about to speak about the greatness of their rabbi. You have to remember, this is a sticky situation where the Rambam, who's an outsider, is going to write a letter. They have their own rabbi. So he begins by telling them, you guys have a great rabbi. This river has flown into Yemen, and it gives its waters to all the different gardens, lafriach hanitzanim, to make all the fruits blossom, v'hinei uleito nidbar l'chol yefetzamim b'midbar, uvo matzu sifgam b'dayam, kol ovrei derech v'yei hayam. He's always flowing constantly, and anyone who's thirsty, anyone who's tired in the desert can drink from that stream. He's talking about the rabbi, right? This is an allegory for their teacher. And everyone finds what they need with him, anyone passing through. That's why it's become known throughout Spain and the sister cities, throughout the land, it's known, whoever's thirsty, go to the waters. It means the waters of your rabbi. He's known as a great teacher. And all the merchants will attest that they found an excellent pasture, a place that will fatten you. That anyone who looks for a good place to graze, a good place to learn, a good place to live, the best place is the people of Yemen. They are kind people, the Yemenites. You're Yemenite, Moskowitz?
I'm half.
Half Yemenite. Okay, Moskowitz isn't the Yemenite name.
Yeah, that's
the Yemenite. So, the Yemenites are known. They give of their bread to the poor. Misad la'ashir, makdimei shlomo. They also help people who are wealthy. They're always first to greet people. They're kind people, warm people. They extend their hand to any passerby. They run open houses. And anyone who passes by knows they could rest by them. And there are people that will remove any pain or anguish from one who passes by them. The Yemenites are known all day. They learn Moshe's Torah. They go in the way that Ravash taught in the Talmud, Rodfei HaTzedek Machzikei HaBedek. They pursue justice and they ensure that any crack that's been found, they fill. They ensure that their religion is the way it should be. Mamidei Kerei Torah Al Tilam. They ensure that the foundations of Torah are standing strong. Mekabetzim Nivzirei Hashem B'milulam. They're gathering people who have been scattered with their wonderful words. Now remember, the Rambam's writing to a community that's facing forced conversion and is uncertain what to do. So the first thing he does is he tells them what wonderful people they are. That's always a good way to start. The Yemenites are known that they perform all the mitzvos down to the details, and they do it in mass. They have nothing to be ashamed of. They have no one who's breaking ranks. Everyone's consistent. Blessed is Hashem who ensured that there wouldn't cease to be those who perform the Torah, maintain the statutes in the far out islands, the far out lands, as he promised us in his kindness through his prophet Isaiah. Vatimaot, and you, the Yemenites, are the great sign. You're the example of people who are trustworthy and keep Torah. As the prophet says, we hear from the edge of the land songs in honor of Hashem. Yisadchem Hashem nakim dat v'chukam. Hashem help you maintain the law and its statute. Lishpo mishpat u'tzedakah, to maintain the justice and the kindness. Lintzo mitzvato v'dato lechos b'vrito amin tzela, to watch God's mitzvah and His religion, to maintain His covenant. Amen forever. So first he begins by praising them. And when we received your letter, my beloved one, when we received your letter here in Egypt, anyone who heard the wonderful things you wrote, everyone was amazed at your intellect, how wonderful you write in your letter. And your letter is testimony about you. You are one of God's trusted servants who stay steadfast in God's home and camp by God's flag. You are one who pursues Torah and love the way of the Torah. Reading your letter, we recognize that you are a person who is diligent in his studies. May Hashem reveal to you the secrets of the Torah and fill your heart with its secrets. And may the words of Torah always continue guiding you. May they be your light. So that's all introductory. And that which you mentioned in your letter, that you heard from some of our brethren who are out in exile, may they rock protect them, that they praise me and they say I'm one of the giants. Don't take them seriously. They like me, so they exaggerated. They are kind people, so they said such things. You want to know about me? Listen to me, and I'll tell you something accurate. Don't listen to anyone else. I'm a minor from the minors of the wise men of Spain. Our glory was diminished in this exile. And I'm always working hard to learn, and I haven't attained the wisdom of my fathers. We've suffered hard and difficult days. We haven't had any tranquility. We work hard and we have no break. But I pursued the people harvesting throughout all the paths, and I collect their leftovers. The Rambam says, I'm like the little kid who's picking up the scraps. So I'm picking up as much Torah as I can get. I take a small break, but I'm constantly collecting anything I can in Torah, be it the things that seem fuller, be it the things that seem thinner, be it the big stalks, the small stalks, any piece of Torah I can, I do. If Hashem wouldn't have helped us, I wouldn't have attained anything. But here I have a little bit of Torah that I do know, אודות ידידינו תלמידינו רב שלמה סגן הכהנים החכם הנבון שאמרת בכתבך כי הוא מחיב פי ובמעל עלינו, and about our disciple רבי שלמה, the young Kohen, the wise one who you say in your letter that he speaks great praise about me, ומעריך בשונו בשבחנו, and he extends his praise about me, לשון הווי דיבר בתשוקתו, והגדיל לספר באהבתו וחמנתו. He exaggerated just because he likes me so much, and he misses me, and he has such good feelings for me, says the Rambam, that's why he spoke so fondly of me. ישמרה יוצרו וגאלו, ויהיה חגן פרוח, ויחזרי אלינו שלם ושמח. May his rock protect him, and may he be like a flourishing garden, and may he return to us whole and happy. So that's all introductory, right? The Rambam's discussing them, their rabbi, and himself. And the remaining letter that you asked, I respond to. I thought I should answer you in the Arabic tongue, because I want everyone to understand it. I want men, children, and women to understand this letter. Because everyone has to understand what I'm about to write you. The letter I'm about to write you is relevant to the masses, so I'm writing it in Arabic.
Wow.
We are on page Kuf Yud Aleph, in the Masada of Cook edition.